Hey, grown-ups, how would you like to pay your old imaginary friends a visit? Better yet, why not bring them to the movies to see If in theaters May 17th? Written and directed by John Krasinski and also starring Ryan Reynolds, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, and the voices of many more familiar favorites, If is the story of a girl who can see everyone's imaginary friends and her quest to reunite them with their imaginators. Bring the whole family to see If in theaters May 17th. I'm pretty sure imaginary friends get in for free. If. In theaters, May 17th.
Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, there's so many worlds you can explore.
Like Hyrule, where I can fight enemies and save the kingdom with Link.
That sounds adventurous.
Or my very own island in Animal Crossing New Horizons, where I can fish whenever I want.
Look at the size of that thing! You can find even more worlds to explore on the Nintendo Switch system. Games rated E to E10+. Games and systems sold separately.
Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, you can team up with friends in Super Mario Bros. Wonder.
Where you can meet talking flowers.
Life's full of surprises.
And where piranha plants sing.
And where Mario, Luigi, and Peach turn into elephants.
Wowie zowie!
And where this announcer turns into a...
super tiny announcer!
That's not in the game.
Sorry, got a little excited. Nintendo Switch, the home of Mario and friends. Game rated E for everyone. Game and system sold separately.
Proceeded 3, 2, 1, ignition. Get ready for an adventure of magnificent proportion.
You've been told, but we're in a golden age. So many discoveries that are jumping off the page. Wow in the world.
Welcome to Bad Habit News, your source for animal news, and specifically their bad habits. I'm Norman Newman. Tonight's top story, a 7,000-pound African elephant has escaped from the local zoo.
What in the...
Joining us now with more information is our newly reinstated... What? Oh, no. Really? Spy witness reporter, Dennis.
Dennis?
Hi, Norman! Remember me? It's Dennis, from the horse poop panda story?
Yes. Dennis... Can you give us more information about this escaped elephant?
Absolutely, Norman. This elephant escaped from a local zoo.
Yes, I said that already. The zoo part was in the headline.
Yeah, I know. I just didn't like your delivery.
I can't work like this.
Oh, Norman, that's okay. You can leave and I'll take the lead anchor spot. We don't need two lead anchors.
Oh, what?
An escaped elephant? I'd better run over and warn Mindy.
How's that, Evie? Can I get you some more tea? Wow. I must say, the precision in which you pick up that teacup with your trunk without breaking it is very impressive. And you're able to drink with your trunk, too? Lucky. Too hot? Sorry. Here, let me just help you clean that up there. So, Evie, when we're finished here, I was hoping that maybe you could help me with my latest invention. And, not to fangirl, but, it's pretty much based on your trunk. Yeah, I just read a whole study about it in the Journal of the Royal Society Interface. Looks like you've been holding a sneaky secret about that trunk of yours, and a researcher by the name of Andrew Schultz has uncovered it.
Mindy, are you there?
Oh, that's Guy Raz. Okay, just stay back here and try not to knock down any walls or break anything while I go answer the door. Be right back. Coming! Walk, walk, walk,
walk, walk, walk. Mindy, is everything okay in there?
Opening the door.
Mindy?
Guy Razzy!
Everything okay in here? I heard some loud noises from outside and...
Oh, yeah! Everything's great! Couldn't be better! Thanks for stopping by. Gotta run. Okay, bye!
Well, I was just coming over here to tell you that there was a story on the news about a 7,000-pound African elephant that escaped from the local zoo and...
Well, must have been a pretty bad zoo. Now, I'm just going to close this...
I just can't imagine how an animal that large would be able to hide in plain sight, you know? I mean, as far as I know, there haven't been any sightings and... Mindy?
Yeah, well, maybe you should check with Dennis, you know, our local Snoop.
Well, I would, but he's actually on the local news right now.
Actually, Guy, technically, I was on the local news right now.
Dennis?
But they said I didn't have enough of a Snoop scoop, so I need one of you to do something scoopy for me to Snoopy. Hello? Are you listening to me? Don't just stand there. Do something I can blab about on the local animal news. My career as a spy witness is in jeopardy.
What was that?
Oh, yes. Mindy, I knew I could count on you. So, what do you got in there? Is it giant robots? No, wait. Is it space aliens? No, wait. Is it a unicorn petting zoo?
No news here. Just another normal day of me being boring in my gingerbread mansion.
Mindy!
Well, I think we're all out of stuff to talk about. Fellas, have a nice night now, you hear? Now, let me just close the door here. Uh-oh.
Oh, I'd recognize that sound anywhere. Mindy, did you get a dog?
Oh.
I don't think that's a dog, Dennis.
Sure it is. Look, you can see it right there behind Mindy. Big floppy ears, little waggy tail, giant stompy feet.
Oh, well, I just
care to address the elephant in the room here, Mindy?
No.
Oh, it's not a dog. It's just an elephant. Just your ordinary, everyday, garden variety elephant. Ah, what? Put me down! Put me down!
Elephant that's gone missing from the local zoo?
Yes, of course that's not the missing elephant, Guy Raz. Obviously, she's right here, holding Dennis. See? Not missing.
Mindy! Ah! Mindy, please! Grab my phone out of my pocket and take a picture. I have to show Mother.
Oh, sure. Let me just reach here. Okay, let me just see here. I think I got it.
Thank you.
Mindy, why do you have an escaped elephant in your gingerbread mansion?
Yeah! Also, how do you have an escaped elephant in your gingerbread mansion?
Okay, everyone, calm down. As usual, I've got everything out of control.
Well, that part is obvious.
Here's the deal. I just read this new study from the Georgia Institute of Technology. You know, Georgia Tech.
Yeah?
And the study was all about elephant trunks.
Okay, but that still doesn't explain why you have an escaped elephant inside of your gingerbread mansion, Mindy.
Hey, could someone help me get down? This elephant's trunk is starting to feel a little aggressive.
Ooh!
Oh, that's because her trunk is actually all muscle, Dennis.
Oh, I see. Ah, ow!
That's right, Dennis. Elephant trunks are incredibly strong. They've been known to uproot trees.
You don't say. Put me down, elephant. I'm not a stress ball. Ooh.
Come on now, Evie. Let go of Dennis.
Ow.
Mindy, we have got to get this elephant back to the zoo. The whole town is looking for her.
That gives me a fantastic idea for a Snoop Scoop. And what if... No, wait. No, never mind. I lost it.
Well, yeah, if only you could find a story about someone harboring a giant elephant in their gingerbread mansion.
Yeah, if only.
Hey, Roz, I promise to get this elephant back to the zoo.
Great. Let's go.
As soon as I finish up a little science project with it.
Science?
I'd like everyone to please follow me out back to the Laboratory of Bad Ideas, We can cut through the house so no one in the neighborhood sees Evie. Come on. Walk, 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 walk.
Mindy? Are you aware that your gingerbread walls are about to collapse?
Yeah, hurry up so we can get out before they do. Opening the back door.
Oh, heaven!
Oh, no, Mindy, your gingerbread mansion collapsed. It's nothing but sugar-coated rubble.
Oh, don't worry, Guy Raz. You'll help me rebuild it.
What?
And here we are at the Laboratory of Bad Ideas. Come inside and I'll show you the new invention I've been working on.
Mindy, what about the elephant?
What elephant? Oh, right. I guess I'm gonna need your help squeezing her through the door. So, let me see here. How about you all come around and get behind her, and when I say three, we're all gonna push from behind. Okay?
No!
One, two...
Ew! Evie!
Let's try this again. One, two, three,
push!
Oh. There we go. Dennis, you want to grab the door behind you?
Sure thing.
So, remember how I mentioned that there was a study out of the Georgia Institute of Technology about elephant trunks?
Yes.
Well, as soon as I read it, I hatched an idea for a new invention. An invention based on the biomechanics of the elephant trunk.
Ah, biomechanics, the mechanical ways that living organisms like animals work. You know, like how fish swim, or birds fly, or humans walk.
Exactly, Guy Raz. And so, obviously, I had to see the biomechanics of an elephant trunk for myself.
So that's why we're crammed into a tiny laboratory with a 7,000-pound African elephant? Why couldn't you have just visited her at the zoo?
Oh, I'm not allowed back at the zoo, Guy Raz. Not after that time I tried to clean their aquariums with a vacuum cleaner.
The what?
That was a great news day.
Anywho, let's take a look at her trunk. Evie, may I? Guy Raz, I want you to stick your face right under the tip of her trunk here, and with these ultrasonic vision magnifying goggles, tell me what you see.
Sure, thanks. Just see here. Well, I see a couple of nostrils, sort of like the ones we have on our noses.
Yeah, and those nostrils lead to nasal passages or tunnels that go all the way up her trunk.
Interesting.
In fact, they act as kind of a snorkel for when she's traipsing around in deep water.
I love traipsing!
She also uses it for a bunch of other things, like breathing, drinking, picking up Dennis and swinging him around.
Mayday! No!
Her trunk is like a Swiss Army knife. You know, the kind that you can use as a screwdriver and a bottle opener and scissors.
Yeah, exactly like that. Only not at all, in that it doesn't do any of those things and has no sharp edges.
Ew!
Oh, look, Mindy, it looks like she's also got some water stored in there. Or is that... peppermint tea?
Isn't that bonkerballs, Guy Raz? She was storing that tea in there the whole time. Did I mention that she can also use her trunk to store water, spray it out, blow air, and bellow so loud it could be heard for miles?
Ow.
Right on cue, Evie.
Anyway, as you mentioned earlier, Mindy, it seems as if her trunk is made entirely out of muscle. With these X-ray goggles, I couldn't see any bones or joints in the entire trunk.
Yep, all muscle on the inside. But on the outside, all of those folds and wrinkles that you see help to make her trunk even stronger and more flexible while allowing it to get longer or shorter.
Wow, is there anything this trunk can't do?
Can she hear with it and use it to snoop on the neighbors?
Well, as far as we know, Dennis, it cannot snoop. But thanks to this new research study, we now know that it can do something else. Something that we've only ever known fish to do.
Oh, yeah? What's that? Swim?
What?
Well, you said it was something fish do. Fish swim.
Dennis, please chew those chips with your mouth closed.
Mouth closed? Guy, that's impossible. Ah, hey! Did you see that, Mindy? Effie just sucked the chips right out of my hand.
That's it.
That's what?
That's the new discovery. Effie's trunk also comes with super suction power.
Ah, hey, my snacks! No, Effie, that's a bad Effie!
This suction feature was discovered by a mechanical engineering doctoral student at Georgia Tech named Andrew Schultz. Here, take a look at the study.
Is this a scroll?
Yeah, it's how I read all my studies.
Huh. Well, it says here that the researchers worked with a 34-year-old, 7,400-pound African elephant named Kelly at Zoo Atlanta in Georgia. And it says here they videotaped her eating.
Oh, yeah. They presented her with cubes of a vegetable called rutabaga in different sizes.
And it says here that when the cubes of rutabaga were small, she used her suction powers to inhale them through her trunk.
But when the cubes of rutabaga were larger, she would use her trunk's tiny opposable fingers to grab them.
Fingers? Her trunk has fingers?
Well, yeah, kinda. The two little finger-like things on the tip of her trunk are a special feature of African elephants.
Ooh, I want face fingers on my nose!
And the study also goes on to say that when she was presented with a single, flat, delicate tortilla chip just sitting on the table, Kelly the elephant was able to use her suction power to lift and grab it without breaking it.
Pretty impressive for a 7,400-pound animal with a trunk that's nothing but muscle, huh?
I'll say.
And what's even more bonkerballs is that these researchers found that she could suck or inhale almost 30 times faster than we humans can sneeze.
Excuse me.
Gesundheit, Dennis.
And store whatever she sucks up to save for later.
Oh, I see. It's a storage trunk. I thought it was like a trunk of a tree or something.
So, Mindy, now that it's been discovered that elephants can use suction power to grab and inhale food and water, what do these researchers hope to do with this new discovery?
Well, pretty much the same thing I hope to do with this new discovery, Guy Raz. Invent stuff.
Invent stuff? You mean like your self-inflating birthday cake?
Yeah, it's a field called soft robotics, and a lot of these inventions are inspired by the animal kingdom.
You mean like the elephant trunk?
Yeah, elephant trunks, octopus tentacles, gecko feet. Scientists take inspiration from these animals and then use it to build robots for the real world.
So what's your invention, Mindy?
Guy Raz, Dennis.
Yes?
I would like to present to you my latest invention inspired by the trunk of my old pal Evie here. Behold, the Super Suction Sniffer Storage Sprayer Snorkel 2000!
Wow!
Pretty bonkerballs, huh? It literally does everything.
It looks like a brightly colored elephant trunk with tiny fingers and two long inner tubes that run the length of it, sort of like Evie's nasal passages there.
And just like her trunk, you can drink out of it, breathe out of it, use it to hold your snacks and drinks, spray water from it like a geyser, swing Dennis around.
Mayday!
And of course, pick stuff up with its super suction power. And look, it even attaches right here onto your face.
Get it off me, Mindy.
Now, this is what I call a snoop scoop. I gotta call Norman Newman.
What?
Hello, Norman? It's me, Dennis. Remember Dennis, the spy witness? Listen, I've got a scoop. My friend Mindy invented a garden hose for your face and... What? Oh, that. That's just the elephant that escaped from the local zoo.
Dennis!
I told you you shouldn't have been keeping a zoo elephant at your house, Mindy.
Norman! Who cares? Let me tell you about this invention that... Yes, it's the same elephant. My friend has been hiding her in her house all day. Big deal. That's not the news story here. No, it isn't. Norman!
Sorry, Evie. I guess it's time for you to go home to the zoo. Care to take Dennis with you?
Evie, please! I'm on the phone! What was that, Norman? No, the elephant is just carrying me around like a little doll. It's no big deal. Stuff like this happens every day. I'm trying to tell you about something more interesting.
Wow in the World, we'll be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you.
Hey, grown-ups, it's Guy Raz here from Wow in the World. Happy Earth Month! As you might have heard, Earth Day is on April 22nd. But we have some ideas for how to celebrate the wows of this amazing planet we call home every day. Grown-ups, visit tinkercast.com/earthday for activities the whole family can do to celebrate the Earth today and every day.
That's it. Back to the show.
Wow in the World.
Hi, thanks for calling Wow in the World. After the beep, get ready to record.
Hi, my name is Theodore, and I live in San Francisco, California. And my wow is that beluga whales are the only whales that can turn their heads. Hi to Mindy and Guy Raz and Reggie. Bye.
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name's Elias, and I live in San Francisco, California. My wow is that honeybees have 5 eyes, 2 on the sides of their head and 3 above. Say hi to Reggie and Grandma G for sure, me.
Say what?
Bye.
I'm Mindy and Guy Raz. My name is Uma, and I live in Ojai, California. My round world is that there are 100 to 400 billion stars in the Milky Way. Love your show. Say hi to Dennis.
Hi.
Reggie. Grandma G-Force.
Say what?
And Thomas Fingerling.
Huh?
Bye.
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name's Sahir. I'm from New Jersey, and I'm 6 years old. My wow in the world is that ants have 2 stomachs, one for themselves and one for sharing with other ants. Bye.
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name is Aiden, and I'm 6 years old, and I live in California. My wow in the world is that the northern lights were made from the sun. Say hi to everyone for me.
Hi, my name is Connor. I'm from New Hope, Pennsylvania. My wow in the world is that at 40 feet and 10 tons, Sarcosuchus is the world's largest crocodile that ever existed. It lived 100 million years ago during the mid-Cretaceous period in northern Africa.
Hi, I'm Nathan. I live at Houston, Texas. My wow in the world is that caracals can jump 10 feet in the air. Caracals are big cats.
Hi, my name is Ian. I live in Toronto, Ontario, Canada.
Hi, my name is Zane. I live in Toronto, Ontario, Canada.
And our wow in the world is that coconuts, which are very, very heavy, can float for 110 days. And 3,000 miles. Nuts. Say hi to Reggie, Dennis, Grandma D-Force, Thomas Fingerling, and everybody else I can think of.
Oh, snipe.
Ahoy there!
I'm the fairest one of all.
End of messages.
Wow in the World is written by Mindy Thomas and Tom Van Kalken with help from me, Guy Raz.
Our senior producer, Jed Anderson, brings our show to life with sound design and music editing and is also in charge of wrangling Dennis, Thomas Fingerling, Reggie, and many of the other silly characters you hear.
Jessica Bodie keeps our facts straight as our fact checker, and Meredith Halpern-Ranzer powers the wow at Tinkercast.
Our theme song was composed and performed by 3-time Grammy nominees, The Pop-Ups. Find them at thepopups.com.
Special thanks to the rest of our team of tinkerers, including Anna Zagorski, Rebecca Caban, Kit Ballinger, Henry Moskal, and Tyler Thole.
To keep the wows rolling, visit us at tinkercast.com. There you can learn more about becoming an official member of the World Organization of Wowzers. Learn more about upcoming events, shop our shop, and pick up a copy of our new number one New York Times best-selling book, The How and Wow of the Human Body.
Grown-ups, you can follow Wow in the World on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Wow in the World. And our email address is hello@tinkercast.com.
And if you're a kid with a big wow to share with us, call us at 1-888-7-WOW-WOW for a chance to be featured at the end of our show or an upcoming episode of Two What's and a Wow.
Thanks again for listening, and until next time, keep on wowing!
Wow in the World was made by Tinkercast and sent to you by Wondery.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to Wow in the World early and ad-free on Amazon Music.
Download the Amazon Music app today, or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts.
And grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.